prayer for the children of Israel, health and well-being. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of Israel. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of their nation and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Now may the Lord of peace himself give our children peace always in every way. The Lord be with them all. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with them all. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, in Christ we ask that our children and their family have a long and satisfying life, a prosperous life, never falling short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. and when it is their time to die, let the God of their salvation deliver their souls from death and lead our children and their family into the way of the everlasting. In Christ we pray that our beloved children may prosper in all things and be in health, just as their souls prosper. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to them by the stripes of Jesus, whose name alone is the Lord, who is the Most High over all the earth. Surely our children are healed. According to the multitude of his tender mercies, let Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, send his word and heal our children and their people, and deliver them and their family from their destructions, and restore perfect health to them and their people, and heal them of all their wounds. There shall be no evil that befalls our children and their family, neither shall plague come near their dwelling, for God shall give his angels charge over them to keep them in all their ways. In Christ we pray, our children shall not hide themselves from their own flesh. They shall not justify their lust and their sin in their own mind, but examine themselves and receive revelation, repentance. And their light shall break forth like the morning, and their healing spring forth speedily. According to his loving kindness, let the Lord have mercy on our children, on their souls and their bodies. May the God of hope heal their souls, their spirits, their bodies, and renew their minds, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, "He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. According to the riches of his grace, let the Lord heal our children, and they shall be healed. He only is their rock and their salvation. He is their defense. They shall not be moved. And God is their salvation and their glory, the rock of their strength, and their refuge is in God. Praises await you, O God, in Zion, and to you the vow shall be performed. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, may the God of love and peace make our children and their family complete in Jesus Christ. In Christ we petition the Lord our God to restore their souls, renew their spirits day by day, renew their minds through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit by the pure water of the Word, so that our children and their house and their nation shall be holy and without blemish, and cleanse themselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will walk in the light as Jesus, their Savior, is in the light. May God, their Father, give our children and their family eyes that are good so their whole body will be full of light. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses our children and their people from all sin. In the name of Jesus Christ, let our children glorify his name forevermore. Let our children and their family, by the mercies of God, present their bodies as living sacrifices, holy, acceptable to God, being the temple of God, as a faithful ambassador, and may the Spirit of God dwell in them and their people. In Christ we pray our children and their family prosper in all things and be in health as their souls prosper. Let our children and their people take the water of life freely. With joy shall they draw water from the wells of salvation, and God will bless their bread and their water and take all sickness away from the midst of them. Let our children and their people keep the word of God in the midst of their heart, for it is life to those who find it and health to all their flesh. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify our children and their people completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, "The Lord reigns." God has made our children in his own image. God has made them to have dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under their feet. Jesus gave our children and their people authority. I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, says the Lord Jesus Christ to our children. Therefore, demons, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, Listen well. Let us introduce our children to you, Satan, and all the demonic, wicked, evil, unclean spirits, for our children are the children of the God Most High. They are sprinkled by the blood of Jesus Christ. They are called by His name. They have a covenant relationship with the God Most High. Their body and their mind are the temple of the living God, the God Most High, the Lord of hosts, the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Creator of all things, the only true God, the everlasting God. In Christ we speak to Satan and to all demonic beings. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is the head of all principality and power, in Christ we command you not to defile the temple of God, named our children, in any manner or by any means. For if anyone defiles the temple of God, which our children are, God will destroy them. For the temple of God is holy. In Christ we ask, Father God, in the name of His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, to fill our children with His Holy Spirit and make them His temple and holy ground. Now being one with God, we execute the written judgment of God concerning our children, who are the temple of God, for this honor has all His saints. The Lord gives voice before His army, for His camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes His word. Let us give thanks to Your holy name, to triumph in Your praise. Blessed be the Father and God of our Lord Jesus Christ from everlasting to everlasting. Thanks be to God who has given our children and their family victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, and His name, through faith in His name, has made them strong. Yes, the faith which comes through Jesus has given them this perfect soundness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb slain for them, may the God Most High release the fruit of Calvary, the fruit to holiness and everlasting life, over our children and their family, and declare the victory of Jesus Christ in their lives. For the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is victory. Surely He has borne their griefs and carried their sorrows. He was wounded for their transgressions. He was bruised for their iniquities. The chastisement of their peace was upon Him, and by His stripes they are healed. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. He has seen their ways, and He will heal our children and their people, and lead them and their family, and restore comforts to them and their house. May the Lord be merciful to our children and their family, heal their souls, heal their backslidings, and love them freely. According to His promise, let the Lord God bind up the bruise of His children and heal the stroke of their wounds. In the name of Jesus Christ, their strength, in whom they shall trust, may the God of their strength, the God of their defense, the God of mercy, bring health and healing to our children and their family, heal them and their people, and reveal to them and their people the abundance of peace and truth. May the Father of glory release the power of the Holy Spirit to break through every barrier, to heal every hurt, to heal all brokenheartedness, to open their eyes to the truth, to turn them from darkness to light and the power of Satan to God, and to reconcile our children and their family to Himself. May the Spirit of God hover over our children and their family, releasing love, power, and truth into their lives. May the Holy Spirit hover over them and their people, birthing new creation in our children. The old things shall pass away, and our children are new creation. Blessed be God who has not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from our children and their people. In the name of Jesus Christ, King of the saints, according to the Spirit of holiness, may God who does wonders, let our children and their family know. Let them pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to our children like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. In Christ we pray that our children and their family fear His name, that the Sun of Righteousness shall arise over them with healing in His wings. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will not be wise in their own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to their flesh and strength to their bones. By the Spirit within our children, may they seek Him early. Seek wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from the Lord. that their tongue will promote health. Stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then they will find rest for their soul. May the Lord our God keep our children from the wine of confusion, and give them an ear to hear what the Spirit says. May our children and their people hear pleasant words which are like a honeycomb, sweetness to their soul and health to their bones. Let our children and their people see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return and be healed. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works! Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. And by His stripes, our children and their house and their nation are healed. Surely His name, through faith in His name, will make them strong. Yes, the faith which comes through Jesus will give them this perfect soundness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His host. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all His stars of light. Praise Him. Praise Him, His heavens of heavens, and His waters above the heavens. Let our children and their house and their nation praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heavens, and He has exalted the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints. Our children and their family are a people near to Him. So praise the Lord. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made His home in them. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and His kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are His, the earth also is His, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in Him and born of Him and His love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of His glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, may they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God, As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we ask and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Who among our children fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let them trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon their God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. To them who fear his name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and they shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.